And Harlan Crowe has donated to Leonard Leo's groups, and this is a guy who, you know, now has a war chest of like over $1 billion. And you know, again, when you look at that painting, it raises a lot of questions about Harlan Crowe's statement that this is all about sort of friendship and just socializing.
So tell us more about who Harlan Crowe, the billionaire GOP super donor, is. Can you tell us more about Harlan Crowe? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Justin? All right. While he's fixing his IFB, Justin Elliott writes in the piece that Clarence Thomas has presented himself as a, quote, every man with modest tastes. We're going to turn to a clip right now of Justice Thomas speaking in the documentary Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words.
You know, I don't have any problem with going to Europe, but I prefer the United States. And I prefer seeing the regular parts of the United States. I prefer going across the rural areas. I prefer the RV parks. I prefer the Walmart parking lots to the beaches and things like that. But there's something normal to me about it. I come from regular stock, and I prefer that. I prefer being around that.
That's Clarence Thomas. Your response to that, Justin Elliott, and if you can tell us more about the man he spends a lot of time with, even if he extols Walmart parking lots, and that is Harlan Crowe.
Yeah, a couple thoughts. I mean, one is irony is the documentary you just showed, which was made by friends of Justice Thomas. It was actually financed in part by with hundreds of thousands of dollars from none other than Harlan Crowe. And yeah, there's been a deliberate effort over the years by Clarence Thomas and his supporters to present him as a kind of every man, a regular guy who likes driving around in his RV. And you know, he absolutely does drive around in his RV around the country. But you know, they've never mentioned that he also is flying around on private jets and going around on yachts, hanging out at resorts, you know, essentially private sort of boutique luxury hotels hosted by this billionaire. That has somehow never come up in all these interviews he's given about his RV. So it's you know, starkly different than the reality. With respect to Harlan Crowe, I mean, he's you know, he was actually born into money. He was an heir to a major Dallas real estate fortune. He was the son who took over the family business. So he has wide-ranging business interests, particularly in real estate. But I think more relevant for this story, he's also been involved for you know, over 20 years now in conservative legal politics, giving to groups like the Federalist Society and others. As you mentioned earlier, he's a longtime board member of the American Enterprise Institute, the think tank, which, of course, is active on a lot of issues, but including conservative legal advocacy and you know, advocating for various things related to the Supreme Court. So he's very deep in the kind of political world and specifically the world of conservative legal politics.
And says that the greatest threat is Marxism. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah, and he didn't agree to an interview with us, but he gave an interview recently in which he said his greatest fear is Marxism.
Well, we're going to leave it there. As you write in ProPublica, soon after Crowe met Thomas 3 decades ago, he began lavishing the justice with gifts, including a $19,000 Bible that belonged to Frederick Douglass. Justin Elliott, we'll link to your ProPublica report, Clarence Thomas and the Billionaire. A very happy birthday to Matt Ely. I'm Amy Goodman. Tune in to democracynow.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Je ne peux pas danser. Thank you. Thank you.
Thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They're gone up to heaven, but I want to know, what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fighting and tears, but they clung to the cross, trembling in fear. But what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't bring them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing there now?
attention, non après séparé. Attention, c'est mon cœur qui va casser. Tous les jours après, oui, j'emblais. Attention, c'est mon cœur qui va casser. Tous les jours après, oui, prier.
Way down, like an unholy figure, so shame the whole damn town.
Thank you. I decided that I should give you appropriate background music for your Good Friday morning meditation. The last song was Calvary by Quicksilver Messenger Service off of their Happy Trails LP. I should tell you what you missed before that. This is another one of these Friday mornings where Kenny Joe did not push the little button he needs to push to make sure that what's going on here in the air studio is being broadcast. So I'll tell you what you missed. You missed Woody Guthrie doing Jesus Christ off of This Land Is Your Land. You missed all of that. You missed all of the Hold Steady doing How a Resurrection Really Feels. That was off of Separation Sunday. And then I believe you came into the middle of Esperanza Spalding doing Judas off of Emily's D Evolution. And of course, we just finished up, well, to tell you the truth, we didn't finish it up. I think there was another 30 seconds to go. Quicksilver Messenger Service doing Calvary. That kind of brings you up to date here. Let me also mention, while I'm thinking of it, once a year, there is, due to Kenny Joe's Wanderlust, this happens more than once a year, that there's no Pinckney Hall on Friday mornings, but once a year it happens that we're preempted. Kenny Joe may well be in Pittsburgh, but he's not on the radio, and that's happening next Friday. It's next Friday's in the middle of CMU's Spring Carnival, and we have some live broadcast from the buggy races happening on Friday, so won't be here next week. We'll be back on the 21st. Okay, you also missed two PSAs. I'm sorry about that. Maybe I'll read them again on the 21st. But we'll give you a message from one of our fine underwriters. Oh, you also missed me. Well, you didn't miss that. We're not going to go into that. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or just call 412-904-3225. Okay. We're going to give you one more set of music appropriate to Good Friday. And then we'll squeeze in some new music for you.
My Lord,
were you there?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there?
Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Tremble, yes, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there?
remember. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? From the grave.
Were you there?
Oh, were you there when he arose up from the grave?
Were you there?
Oh, sometime it causes me to tremble. Were you there when he arose up from the grave?
Keep me near the cross.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. There were a lot of things in that last set. We started it off with Sister Rosetta Tharpe doing Where Were You When They Crucified My Lord. That was off of a compilation called This Train, one of the rare recordings I've heard of Rosetta Tharpe where she's not playing the guitar. Then we had three tracks from the fine collection, Goodbye Babylon. That might be Kenny Joe's Desert Island CD. Well, five CDs, but it's not just numerosity that makes it great. The first one was by Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Walking Up Calvary Hill. And then after that, we had Arizona Drains doing Crucifixion. The third song from Goodbye Babylon was by DaCosta Woltz's Southern Broadcasters, Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb? And last but certainly not least, Iris DeMent doing Near the Cross off of Lifeline. Okay, what do I owe you? Oh, I need to tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT, and then we'll squeeze in some new music in the last 10 minutes or so. First of all, I'm going to tell you about Maladaptive Stargazing, an hour of songs about getting lost in the sounds of each storybook playlist, from indie to lo-fi to bedroom pop to even hyper-pop. Maladaptive Stargazing is all this to the moon and back, Thursdays at 5 on WRCT Pittsburgh. And then I'll tell you about a Wednesday show, Counterspin. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays from 10 to 10:30 a.m. And let me thank the listeners who let Kenny Joe know earlier on that he was not actually broadcasting. It's nice to know. If you ever notice something like that, feel free to give me a call.
Think of you, wondering what might have been. Lost again in ancient memories. When I think of you, we still are a pair. Sometimes we think that love is bound to last forever. Never will we be apart. We wrote in our letters. When I think of you, years gone by, how I let you go, we went our separate ways. That love.
treasure comes with a loss of life on that fateful night when you went home. I saw your face in neither of our lives, and you sold me home, then never mind. I'm faithful and cold. What does a good girl get you when you're all alone? On that fateful night, I commodify what you gave to me. Will be no more. I'm faithful and sure. What does a good who get you when you're always cold? On that fateful night, I commodify what you gave to me. Will be no more.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that new music set. The last song perhaps should have had an introduction. It's by the Williams brothers, who are in fact brothers and nephews of Andy Williams. And they recorded this way back when, and somehow it came to light and somebody decided to put it on a CD. It's what I played for you was a cover of a Robbie Fulks song, She took a lot of pills and died. Bet you figured that one out. The name of the CD is Memories to Burn. Before that, we heard from Sarah T., who has a new EP out, Songs for Discarded Souls. We played the title track, Forward Bow. And we started the set off with Pittsburgh's own R. Cook doing When I Think of You, our tender little ditty for the day. Even though it's Good Friday, we needed the tender little ditty. That was of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle Collection 2023. That's going to do it for me. You've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
In the beginning. Oh, long before that. When light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then. Seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light and yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and green got limes.
Is a reference tone recorded at our operating level.
Around the corner, the wind blew back. Follow the yellow brick road. It ended up at Black Bowl. Black girls taught the gift of love.
smiling children painted joy, sunshine bright, girl and boy, bag of tricks and candy sticks, peppermint kite for my toy. Yellow brick, black bold flag, keep on walking and don't look back. I walked along happy and then came back. I followed the yellow brick road, lost and found, I saw you down, altar bound, taught the gift of love. Yellow brick road took my load, sunshine girl, come.